This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody. Happy 2018. Welcome back. This is the Harriet Rose Show with your old pal, guess what, Harriet Rose. Just me today. You're very, very lucky. We're going to do a super exciting thing. In that each month, we're going to have a special co-host. I'm not going to tell you who next week's co-host is, but she's extra special and she's coming in. In fact, I might give you a clue before the end of the show. She has been in quite recently. She's a mega babe. She makes great music and she's going to be coming in next week. And we're going to have one a month, an extra special takeover every month of the Harriet Rose Show. Today's show is massive. We've got Dallaire coming in a minute. Louis III and Kev Rogers is going to be on the phone all the way from America. He's just done co-produced a track on Jaden Smith's brand new album, which is a certified banger. Can't wait for you to hear it a little bit later. 2018, guys. Brand new year. New me. Not new me. Same me. Exactly the same me. I'm doing dry January, which obviously, I'm sorry, that's really boring. I'm well aware of that. But what I thought was, I looked at the month and I was like, dry January, okay, I'll do dry January, but not 100% dry because there's 5 Mondays in January, which is a lot of Mondays, which might be why January is so depressing, because it's got more Mondays than most other months. So I've decided I can have 4 drinks in January, because then that's less than 1 drink a week. But it's not literally less than 1 drink a week, because there's not 5 weeks. But in a way, there is 5 weeks, because there's 5 Mondays. So that's how I've kind of got my head around dry January. Tweet us at FUBAR Radio if you're doing dry January, or if you want to just have a go at me for doing dry January. I kind of want that. I want a reason not to do it. So if you could give me that, that would be great. A little recap of what's been going on. Eminem's released his album. We've got Dua Lipa's about to drop a tune. Later on today, Georgia Smith's previewing a new tune. Ed Sheeran got the Christmas number one with Beyonce. We had a really extra special Top of the Pops with Anne-Marie, Ed Sheeran, The Script, Jax Jones, Ray, Stormzy and all the rest. If you haven't watched it, you should go back and watch that. I hope you guys caught up on all your Christmas television. I certainly have just sat and eaten a couple of baguettes a day for the last 2 weeks, so I'm feeling very fulfilled and coming into 2018 with a massive carby bang. On the show today, we're going to be discussing the Brit Awards is coming up, loads of new albums coming out this year, some surprises that you may not expect from artists that haven't released music and used to wear socks for gloves that are stripy, and also released some bangers back in the day, potentially one of them called Girlfriend. So I'll give you a little bit more information about that after the first track. We're going to kick off today with NERD. NERD are just smashing it. It's so exciting to have them back. Every time I hear a new song from them, it makes me really excited. This one is featuring Kendrick Lamar. It's called Don't Do It. Let's kick off this year the way we want to achieve the next 12 months on this radio show with sick, sick tunes. Don't Do It featuring Kendrick Lamar, NERD.
Just fine. poke them. Watch the motion, watch them close enough to let the host of big corrosion. Roller coaster ride, get me. Soon the latest eyes go switch. You know Johnny got the itch. How many more crush? Gotta chill.
NERD and Kendrick there helping me with Dry January. Just listen to that every time I try to reach for a Pinot Grigio. So now we've got a bit of music news and reviews for you lovely people. This time of year in music is always really exciting because we've had a few weeks where everyone's kind of signed off. Obviously we had the Christmas number one and Top of the Pops and all that stuff. But everybody's getting into gear now to release new music. It's like second week of January, everyone's kind of like, oh my God, we need to do something now. So in light of that, we've got some of the most exciting albums to talk about in 2018. Here's a little rundown of who's going to be releasing new stuff. Arctic Monkeys are coming back. They've been away for a little while. Let's hope they go to the Brit Awards, see what they get up to if they continue to be naughty boys on the night. Craig David. We all love Craig David. Everybody, I've never met a single person who doesn't love Craig David. If you are a person that doesn't love Craig David, let me know. Tweet us at Foo Bar Radio. But I can't believe anyone's going to tweet because he's such a nice guy. Charlie XCX has obviously just released a new album, so we'll kind of have her in there, even though it did, in theory, come out in 2017. I'm not sure if maybe she's putting something else out this year as well, so double excitement from her. Rudimental's going to be popping something new out. Rita Ora and her sold-out tour that she's just announced. She's going to be putting out an album. Bastille are back, and it's not a covers album this time, guys. So Dan's obviously been working on the songs, getting us ready for a new Bastille. To be honest, being a festival goer and kind of doing a lot of the work for Foo Bar backstage, I see him at every festival. They still were playing a lot, despite the fact they haven't released for a while. So they're a very well-loved band, Bastille. I think this new album will be very exciting for a lot of their fans because they have been away for a little while. The 1975, another band who have got a big load of fans who also will be very excited to hear that they are going to be releasing new music this year. Troye Sivan, I'm a big fan of his. He's going to be putting something out. Zayn. By the way, Zayn is now just Zayn. Did we know that? If you don't know who I'm talking about, Zayn Malik. I'm not sure how many Zaynes that I'd know, so I'm not sure if you would relate that with anybody else. But his name is Zayn Malik, but now he's Zayn like Madonna, formerly known as Zayn Malik. He's Zayn. And I think he's releasing an album called Zayn. So he's really pushing home the fact that he's got rid of his second name. So take note of that, guys. Also, Liam and Louis from One Direction are releasing albums. So they're all going head-to-head, but they could all release at different times in the year, which would make it not at all head-to-head. But Niall, you need to get on this, mate, because everybody else has got one now. We need you to release, obviously, you've released loads of music. We need you to release a new album now because everybody else is, except for Harry. But Harry literally just released one, so we'll let him off. Camila Cabello released her album yesterday, and it is sick. I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to it. Producer Abby admitted on the Christmas show that she loves pop music. She would love this album. It is pop, but in the best way possible. She's really taken a good solo stand, I think. Like, she's proved herself as a solo artist, stepping away from Fifth Harmony and all the drama. We love a bit of drama, but that was quite a lot of drama. She's smashing it, though. It's really exciting to see her go out on her own. Now, here's an interesting one for you. Just drop this into the ocean. The person I was hinting at in the beginning of the show, Avril Lavigne is going to be releasing new music. Avril Lavigne, which is an interesting one. She's not been that forthcoming with an album for some time now. Questions I've got for you are, is there going to be a Nickelback collab? Obviously, she's married to Chad Kroeger. Do we think it's the real Avril Lavigne or the dead Avril Lavigne that's going to be releasing the album? Because I just want to restart that rumour because it's so absurd and I really, really enjoy it. I love to see articles that pop up probably once or twice a year about it. So yeah, let's fuel that fire. Will she be doing a remix of Complicated? Because I'm not really interested unless she does. And will it feature Cardi B? Because if it doesn't, again, probably not interested. And will she be selling those stripy hand sock glove things for us all to wear when she does her inevitable tour after the album? All of these are questions I want to answer. Avril, please come on the show. I'm a huge fan. I've always wanted to sing along to It's Complicated with you. And so if you're listening, please do come in and have a chat with us about your new album. Also, Selena Gomez. Hasn't she been through enough? Poor girl. Operations. She's released about 10 tracks last year, all of which were huge chart toppers. But she's apparently rumoured to be releasing an album this year. Another one is Justin Timberlake. He's going to be putting out an album this year, his first one since 2013, so big break for Justin. Looking forward to that. And Cardi B, of course. Cardi B has got to release an album, because she hasn't released an album yet, so we need an album, and it's simply just not appropriate for her not to release an album in 2018. Can't wait for that. As we established last year, mixed reviews on Cardi B in the producer's office, but I'm a huge fan, so I'm very excited to hear what she's got to give us on that album. Also, interestingly, linking to Cardi B, but not really linking to Cardi B, Nicki Minaj is going to be releasing a new album, guys, which I personally am uber excited about, because I love Nicki Minaj. I love her music. Can't wait for new. So I think it's a pretty exciting year in terms of music. We've got a plethora of genres and artists that are going to be releasing, and also most of which of those artists that I've just listed are artists that literally have been in hiding. So it's going to be quite telling to see what they come up with, because bands like the 1975 are obviously huge commercial sort of indie bands, but they seem to create a different album every single time they do it. So it's a bit of an interesting one for me. I'm excited to see what they come up with. They seem to put a little twist on the indie vibe, so I'm looking forward to hearing what they've got. Also, we've got to talk about Bruno Mars's song with Cardi B, Finesse. She's done a little remix. They've done a little video for it as well. She is becoming like the French Montana of songs. Everyone just wants her on their song, so she's just on everyone's song. If I was a singer that had a hit like her, I would go on every single person's song that asked me. I just would. I would, absolutely. Lupe Fiasco has been causing a bit of a controversy, because he's made some comments about Kendrick Lamar. And you know what, guys? You shouldn't talk badly about Kendrick Lamar, because he's really good at what he does. So that's how I feel about it. But he compared him to Logic, which I think is just completely random. Why would you? You don't need to compare it. Unless it's like a direct comparison where they look like them or they rap in exactly the same way. I don't think we should be comparing people, guys. But he tweeted and deleted some tweets questioning his ability as a lyricist. Now, not being mean here, Lupe, because by all means, I think you're a great guy, a great artist, but Kendrick has sort of stepped it up a little bit here. I mean, not only as a musician and as a rapper and as a lyricist, but also culturally, he's also brought some incredible music videos with a really sort of, and he always is involved in the directing and producing of them. And his lyrics on the side of that are completely phenomenal. So I think, Lupe, you may need to sit down here, hun, and have a little think about what you've said and maybe say sorry. But hopefully he will. Hopefully they'll be friends. Hopefully they'll be holding hands by the end of the year. Who knows? Guys, the most exciting thing about the beginning of the year, the Brit Awards. The Brit Awards is coming. I'm so excited. 21st of February, that's when it's happening. This Saturday is actually the it's the opening party, so it's the sort of everyone gets excited, and that's when Georgia Smith will go and perform. She's a Brit's Critics' Choice Award winner. It's the nomination ceremony, so we'll sort of find out a little bit more about who's performing. Jack Whitehall's going to be hosting it, which I think will be really good. Dua Lipa's already confirmed to perform. Ed Sheeran, Stormzy, and Sam Smith. And I think someone else has been announced today, and I think it's the Foo Fighters. But I'm going to get Nat and Abby to double check, and I think they've been announced as performing. The Brit is always an amazing show. We love the Brits. It's one of the, for me, it's the, I think it's the most exciting music event of the year, because you get to see, it's not just the big, yes, they are, Foo Fighters are playing for the first time at the Brit Awards. That's going to be cool. Yeah, the Brit Awards is just, for me, a really exciting time to see young musicians and established musicians merging together, kind of like you just see a, you learn a lot about what's going on in the music industry, and I think that's really exciting. Also, I'm really excited because I love Georgia Smith. I think she's incredible. Oh, Paloma Faith and Jay Huss are also performing. That's on this Saturday though, isn't it? Because I know some people are performing this Saturday, but I'm not sure. But Jay Huss, you know how much I love Jay Huss. Met him once, made him blush. That's all I'm saying. Georgia Smith, though, back to Georgia Smith. She's actually from my ends. She's from the West Midlands in Walsall. And that pretty much, I think, I'll have to double check with the producers, but I think that makes us childhood friends. I'm pretty sure it does. Not having met physically, but, you know, in terms of the fact that we come from the same area, I think it's pretty much a given. If you don't know much about Georgia Smith, here's a little rundown. Obviously, she won Brit's Critics' Choice this year. She was up against Steph London and Mabel, which is tough competition, to be honest. She featured on More Life, Drake's recent album. She's released three huge bangers in 2017 of her own songs. She's also featured on others. Beautiful Little Fools, which was a lovely, beautiful tune. Teenage Fantasy and On My Mind, which is the big one that came out. She did that in collaboration with Predator, and it was a huge tune. She's dropping a song at 5 o'clock today, I believe. So keep your eyes and ears open, but obviously not until 6 o'clock when the show is finished, because you can't leave us hanging. She's also doing a North America tour this year, which must mean, right, that she's doing really well, because you can't do a North America tour. That's huge. That's big levels. I guess that might be down to the fact that she had the collabs with Drake, so she's touched the US and the Canadian side of the world in terms of her music. So that's really exciting for her. The track she's releasing today, or premiere, it's not releasing, I think it's premiering today, is with Stormzy, and it's called Let Me Down. So I'm really looking forward to it. We'll be playing that 100% next week when we've got it, because obviously we're live in the show. Hopefully I'm going to get a chance to run out and have a listen to it during the show, but you're not allowed to, because you need to stay here and listen to us. We've got a lot more to tell you, but I'm going to play you a little bit of music because I've been talking for too long and you're probably bored to the back teeth of me. Now, as I mentioned, Eminem just dropped his new album. This is his new one. I picked the one featuring Ed Sheeran because I think this is the one that people have been talking about the most. So I wanted to give you guys a little earful of this. I really like it. The album is very different to Eminem, but I feel like we should all give him a break because Eminem has changed through the years, and I think it's absolutely legit for an artist to grow and change. I think people are getting a bit upset because it's not, you know, Marshall Mathers LP Eminem. It's a different Eminem. It's not, maybe it's not Marshall Mathers. Maybe it is the real Eminem coming out a little bit in this album. But I'm a big fan. I think take a listen if you haven't already. This is River featuring Ed Sheeran.
I've been a liar, been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. All my sins need holy water. Feel it washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain, truth in my lies right now are falling like the rain. So let the river run.
He's coming home with his neck scratch to catch black. Sweat jackets and dress slacks mismatch on his breast jack. He's a sex addict and she just wants to exact a binge and get back. It's a chess match. She's on his back like a jetpack. She's kept track of all his internet chats. And guess who just happens to be moving on to the next? Actually just shit on my last chick, and she has what my ex lacks. Cause she loves danger, psychopath. And you don't fuck with no man's girl, even I know that. But she's devised some plan to stab him in the back. Knife in hand, says the relationship's hanging by a strand. So she's been on the web lately. Says maybe she'll be my Gwen Stacy, the Spider-Man. And I know she's using me to try to play him. I don't care, hi Suzanne, but I should have said bye Suzanne after the first night, but tonight I am.
I've been a liar, been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. Oh, my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain, the truth in my life now are falling like the rain. Let the river run.
One night stand turned into nightstand. It was called some light scram. Now we hung tight and he found out. Now she feels deserted and used cause he left. So what he did at first to her too. Now how am I supposed to tell this girl that we're through? It's hard to find the words, I'm aloof, nervous and sued. I want this to hurt, but what you deserve is the truth. Don't take it personal, I just can't say this in person to you.
So I revert to the studio like calling the wall diners. Don't have to be reserved in a booth. I just feel like the person who I'm turning into. Irreversible, I prayed on you like it's church at the pew. And now that I got you, I don't want you. Took advantage of my thirst to pursue. Why do I do this dirt that I do? Get on my soapbox and preach my sermon and speech. Detergent and bleach is burning the wound. Cause now with her in the womb, we can't bring her in this world to the new. To use protection for I'm pitted to your forbidden fruit.
I've been a liar, been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. Oh, my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain, the truth in my life now is falling like the rain. So let the river run. The river run.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Hey, what can I say? If life was a highway, deceit was an enclave, I'd be swerving in five lanes. Speed at a high rate, like I'm sliding on ice, maybe. That's why I made it came at you sideways. I can't keep my lies straight. What I made you terminate, my baby. This love triangle left us in a rectangle. What else can I say? It was fun for a while. Bet I really would have loved your smile. Didn't really want to abort, but fuck it, what's one more lie to tell an unborn child?
I've been a liar, been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. Oh, my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me. Well, little one,
sorry.
I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain, the truth in my lies now are falling like the rain. So let the river run.
Hi, I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Bitch, I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the singing single, ain't worried about a ring on my finger, so you can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM. Why men great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend, send me down in the salon chair.
Lizzo, aka Miss Melissa Jefferson. I had a chat with Lizzo about I think it was about a couple of years back, and it was when she just released her debut album, Lizzo Bangers. Oh yeah, it was in 2013. She is one of the most beautiful people on earth. I think she's such a talented musician. I think this year is going to be massive for this girl. She's from Detroit and lives in the US now, and she's releasing banger after banger. That was one of her newest songs. Please check her out. She does sick videos. She's really what the world needs right now in terms of her rap prowess, and also she's diving into loads of different things, and it's really exciting. I love her. So check her out. And yeah, so she's also released an EP in 2016 called Coconut Oil. Everything she's put out, I love. And most recently, she's been putting out a few total bangers. That was one of them. So go and check her out. So I don't know if anyone's realised, but I saw someone tweeted about it the other day, so it made me feel like I wasn't the only person. But did you know that Will Smith has got Instagram? Not only that, but he's got a vlog. He's a vlogger. Will Smith, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he's a vlogger. So yeah, he started vlogging, and it's quite possibly the sweetest vlogging you could ever imagine your dad doing. It's like proper dad vlog. So he like does things like embarrasses children on it, and talks about, he does a lot of, he's a good guy in terms of the inspirational chat. He has lots of nice happy things to say about stuff, but also on the side of that, he's actually very, very funny. And there's no way, a bit like Britney Spears' Instagram. Don't know if you've checked it out. If you haven't, go ahead and do so now. Same as Jerry Halliwell. Following them on Instagram is a breath of fresh air. They are hilarious, fun, interesting, and super cute. And he's another one that's joined the ranks. I don't know whether him and Jaden have done some sort of Freaky Friday where he's now become a vlogger and Jaden's become a rapper. But I'm into it. 110%. I kind of want to be part of Will Smith's crew at this point, because it seems like a very, very, very good vibe. But if you haven't checked it out, go and look. He's got a YouTube channel, and I saw a video the other day where he couldn't contain himself with excitement for his first 100 followers. I'm sure he's got probably a little bit more than that now, but you should go and check it out. Definitely follow him on Instagram, though, if you're not a vlog person, because I don't really watch vlogs. I read about it, and then I went and had a look. His Instagram is good enough for everybody. He just does videos where he films himself doing normal things and then immediately puts it online. Like, he puts probably like 3 videos a day on. And it's just really enjoyable, everything about it. If he could let us know, or Jaden could let us know, if they have Freaky Friday'd, you know, Lindsay Lohan, Jamie Lee Curtis, that stuff. Because it does feel like there's been some sort of swap there. But I'm into it. I'm 100% into it. Will Smith, again, I don't know if you know this, guys, but he actually went on stage with Jaden the other day. It was incredible. Also, we're going to be chatting to Kev Rogers later, who, as I told you, produced one of the tracks on Jaden's new album, which I forgot to mention, actually, in the music news and reviews. He's released a new album. It's really enjoyable. Pigeons and Planes did a really good review of it, actually, where it said it's not faultable. It's not non-faultable. It's got some faults to it, but it's something like 17 or 18... It's an incredible album for an 18-year-old. The song that Kev actually produced is my favourite song on the album. It's called Icon. He's released a music video for it. It's just a bit scary how talented he is. That family, all of them, incredibly talented. That must be so weird. Imagine if you were like in that family and you were like, actually, I don't want to be an actor, guys. I want to be a marine biologist. I want to go out and do what marine biologists do. And I was going to do something then, but I realised I didn't know what marine biologists do. So I think it's something to do with dolphins. On that note, dolphins, I'm going to put some new music on. This is a girl I'm really, really excited about for this year. Her name is Camille. She's written some of the biggest songs that you've ever heard in your entire life. She's an incredible writer. She writes a lot for Little Mix. This is a song she's put out. I think it's going to be a big year for her. She's been in a lot of the ones to watch lists. It's featuring Avelino, and it's called Body. Let me know what you think of this, because I absolutely love this girl and can't wait for more from her in 2018.
Sitting at the bar, I've been waiting for my mister. Right, I turn in there. Order me a drink. Staring at my teacups, not my eyes. I feel my stomach sink. You think it's gonna be your lucky night. You only want me from my body. Only want me from my body. But I tell you my Uber is outside. I'm so used to it. They can never see the treasure inside.
Your mind, body and soul wouldn't mind. Body and soul stood outside for you, cause I'm fully involved. If I wasn't, then I would have been out by the intro. You've been hopeless for time, but time could give you hope. There's more to you than your D cups. I know you need love. I'll be on your side before we get to team up. And I know men lie, but women lie too. We can lie together, I wouldn't mind too, yeah.
You only want me for my body.
What's going on? This is Lethal Bizzle. You're listening to Harriet on FUBAR Radio. Pow, pow.
Hello, Delair. Welcome to FUBAR Radio, my first guest of 2018.
Thanks. Yay, me.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks. How are you?
Very good. Very good indeed. Feeling fresh, ready for this 2018. Yeah. Music-wise as well, very excited.
Good.
Tell me everything that's going on with you. Obviously, we've got Take It Slow, which is your latest single.
Yeah.
It came out at the end of last year. Yeah. Absolutely love it. It's a follow-up to a pretty massive year for you. You've had a few bangers. You've been working a lot. And I've been seeing a lot of stuff on socials and everything. Tell me how the year's been for you. How do you feel coming into 2018?
To be honest, the start of the year was, as always, highs and lows. Mm. And then it sort of picked up mid-year. And I released Loving You with my mate Aaron. And it
Which
just,
is beautiful, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Mm. Yeah, it was like...
Got picked up by loads as well,
loads.
Didn't it? Loads of plays.
It was crazy. Like, I wasn't expecting it at
Spotify
all.
Spotify and everything.
Yeah. And when I found out I got New Music Friday on Spotify, I literally, like, my mind was just blown on another level. So that happened, which was ridiculous. And then wrote Take It Slow, released that, and it's just gone really well also. So, yeah, it's been a really good year. Really,
I like the video as well.
Thanks.
So you having a little solo party on your own.
Totes.
Having a little lol.
Yeah.
Talk me through the story behind the track, because it seems like there is... I mean, I saw that you mentioned that it was lots of things, lots of maybe moments in your life that have influenced it, but I wanted to hear sort of what the backstory was.
So the lyrics I actually had written from ages ago, whenever I like update my phone, I always made sure I had those lyrics because I knew that it was going to do something good.
Yeah.
And so the original lyrics are actually about... a knobhead ex-boyfriend that I had.
And, classic.
Yeah, classic. And he basically just took me to like a really dark place and always led me on and always made me believe that like it was going to be this like great love, and me being like the hopeless romantic that I am was like, yeah, sick. And then it just wasn't at all. So it's sort of like me talking to myself at some point, saying like, you know, like you're worth more, like you've got to learn to like not let this guy like get you completely carried away. And then there's like other little bits in there as well. Like I had little snippets of other lyrics, like other moments that have happened to me, and they all sort of like just came together in this one moment of the song. So yeah,
it must be weird that, right, doing the sort of, because as you say, you carried that with you.
Oh yeah,
through iPhone to iPhone.
It lasted a test of good 4 iPhones, I reckon.
Oh my god! Yeah. And then you finally were able to like get it out.
Yeah, it wasn't even that I was like holding onto it and I just hadn't found the right like music to go with it, and I didn't, almost in a way, because I've spent a while working on my sound and working on the music. I didn't want to waste it on something that I wasn't really sure of.
Which almost means that it's like better than what you, like better than a track that you just bypass and bypass. It's
exactly.
Like the track, because you've been holding on to it and you want to get it the right.
Yeah, exactly. It just sort of felt like the right time, and I was working with the right people, and I felt, you know what, like this is the perfect moment for me. Just, and also like the guy Darren, who I wrote it with, just like played these 3 chords, and I was like, right, it's time. I'm going to use these lyrics.
It's time.
Yeah.
So what's the plan for this year? Are you going to be releasing any more music in the coming months? Or
Yes.
Tell us about it. So tell us what you can.
New song, Early Feb.
Oh, lovely.
Which I'm really excited about. It's a little more like fun and sort of, it's quite sexy and flirty, which is always good fun. And then I've got some gigs coming up, which I'll be announcing soon. And then just confirming some festivals at the moment.
Oh, isn't that weird? We're confirming festivals now. And it's I mean, don't get me wrong. Festival season is my bread and butter.
Oh, me too, baby. That is literally where I like leave that behind and come to life. It's so good.
It must be the best time of year to perform, right? In the summer, in the heat and with all.
Oh, definitely.
The different kinds of people that come to see you as well, that maybe haven't heard of the music.
And also because they're all off their heads, they all love it. So it's great. Yeah. They literally come up to me and they're like, oh my God, that's like the best thing I've ever seen. Half of me is like, you're so goners. You actually have no idea what you just saw. And half of me is like, oh yeah, they totally knew it. Like they loved it.
Yeah, but the thing is about that is they may be goners right at that moment, but in a month's time when they hear your song pop up, they're going to be like, I saw her live. That's sick. Like, that's the best way to get new fans. I mean, Ed Sheeran did Glastonbury completely unknown, like for 7 years, where he'd just go and sit around Glastonbury and play around a campfire.
No, it's mad. Absolutely mad. No, I love festivals. I was saying to my manager, Charlotte, in the taxi on the way here, because we were talking about the one that we're trying to book. And I was saying, I really want to play like early in the weekend though, because otherwise I feel like I can't go and let loose.
So funny, yeah.
Because I would not perform well. I'll probably cry halfway through the set. So
I agree. I played Glastonbury. The first time I ever DJed Glastonbury, I was so nervous because it was like a big deal.
Huge, especially like, Glastonbury, best festival ever.
I was like, oh my God. And I actually took my mum.
I love that.
She came to my DJ sets at 3 in the morning.
Yes, mum.
And partied with the best of us. But yeah, I was so nervous and sickened. But I was like, all I know is that after this, everything is going to be fine.
Exactly.
But I literally couldn't even speak to people. I was like, I can't talk to anyone. You're having fun over there, drinking and like having a good time. I don't want to talk to you because I'm livid and I'm so nervous. I've never been that nervous. I mean, you must have that tenfold. I can't imagine what it's like to get out there and actually sing.
It's nerve-wracking. Like before gigs, I still get really nervous, and I haven't done loads of gigs, but like I'll always, my friends like sort of getting there and talking to me, and like now it's getting to the point where like real fans are coming, which is like incredible. But like I met a few at my last gig and like they're talking to me, and it's really hard to sort of still be really engaging, but in the back of my mind I'm thinking, oh my God, I have to perform and like nail this and nail that.
Never speak to them before. Oh my God.
No.
That must be so scary.
It is, but they're all so sweet and like
that's
amazing.
Great though.
Yeah, really good.
What was that like when you first like experienced the fan thing, when it was like who you know love your music?
To be honest, the weirdest time I ever had it was I was doing a trial shift as a waitress.
Amazing.
And I was like serving these noodles in this place in Shoreditch. And this guy came up to me and was like, oh my God, you're Dallaire. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And the guy who's doing the trial shift with me was like, sorry, what? Like, what is going on here? And literally for like 2 weeks, I was on cloud 9. I was like,
did you get the job though?
Got the job.
Okay, sick. As long as you got the job as well.
Oh yeah, totally.
Not only did you smash it, you got fangirled and you got a job.
Oh, yeah. Packed those noodles, got fangirled. Yes. It was a good day. It was a good day.
This is a winning day. I want to have that day. But that must be like beautiful and lovely. And also, like, the real side of music is that we need to work and we need to, like, this. And it's so amazing to have that work ethic to be going into places and have that joyous little moment where you're like, yes.
Yeah, it was so good.
All this hard work is paying off, basically.
Yeah, 100%.
So what are you most excited about coming over the next few months? Obviously festivals, but let's discount festivals. What are you most looking forward to over the next year?
I'm really looking forward to releasing the next song. It's the one that I'm definitely most excited about, and everyone says that about their next song, but for a reason. It's new, it's fun, so I'm really looking forward to releasing that. I'm looking forward to playing some new gigs and to, like, just sort of spreading the Dallaire word and just getting out there more. Like, it's still really early days for me, so everything is exciting.
And as it's been New Year's just very recently, tell me, have you already broken your New Year's resolutions? Is there a New Year's resolution that you always break?
Yeah.
Tell
I
me.
I have already broken
Yay!
It.
Yay! What is it?
That was my dry January.
Oh.
Yeah. Every year I say I'm going to do it. And my manager, Charlotte, who's laughing at me through the window right now.
Was it her fault?
No, she's also doing it. She's stuck to it. 5th of January, I was in the pub.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know. And it's not good. And I'm not promoting it at all. But do you know what? Whatever.
Okay, I've got some advice for you, yeah? This is how I'm doing dry January. First of all, the disclaimer is that I've been ill for 7 out of the 10 days. So in that sense, it's really easy to do dry January. But also, I went into dry January like this. Number one, I wasn't dry on the 1st.
Because
I was like, don't annoy me. I'm not going to have New Year's Day not drinking. That's just ridiculous. So dry January for me started on the 2nd. It also started, as I explained earlier in the show, I looked at the month and there's 5 Mondays. So I was like, if you can drink only 4 times in January, you've pretty much done dry January.
Well, that's kind of what I'm doing.
So I haven't drunk yet, but I'm allowing myself to if I want to. And that's how I feel about it. Because I'm not raising money for anything.
No.
If I was doing something like that, I would take it seriously and I'd proper go
exactly.
for it. But this is just a very casual dry January. So I think, Dallaire, you should go for a casual dry January.
Damp
like me.
Damp January. I like
that is
it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'll let you keep that because
that's what I'm going to do. Then.
I might steal it from you. But right. So I want to play a little game with you.
Cool.
It's called Shit or Hit.
Cool.
I think you can probably imagine what the vibe of the game is, but I'll explain it anyway. I'm going to play you 3 clips of songs. Hopefully you've heard them. And if you haven't, you can just go off the taste and the artist and see what you say.
Okay.
And you can decide whether you think they are a shit or a hit.
Oh, this is brutal.
Yeah. But it's okay because you can say shit because you're like, oh, I like this song better. You don't have to be like, I hate that person.
Okay.
So up first, we've got Liam Payne and Rita Ora. They've released this new song for the new 50 Shades Darker, Sexier, whatever it's called. It's called For You. Big fan of both these artists. So I'm interested to see what you think about this one.
Okay.
Skin to skin, breathe me in. Fill with your kiss on your lips, I'm made of ecstasy, I'll be yours.
That's a funny lyric. Skin to skin, I'll breathe you in. That's made me immediately dislike that song. But anyway, tell me what you think, babe.
Purely because I literally love Rita Ora so much.
So much. She's
not
amazing.
Even like her I like her music as well, but she's just so fit and cool and sexy. So yeah, hit all the way.
Hit all the way.
Yep.
I'm into it on the Rita Ora aspect as well, but that Liam Payne lyric. Liam!
Is he One Direction, Liam?
Liam, yeah.
Cheryl
Cole. Yeah.
Don't dig him so much, if I'm honest.
That's weird as well, isn't it? That they're married. Like, every time I think about that, because I love Cheryl Cole.
Yeah.
But it's just the most random thing ever, because you never think of them as being together, but they are.
No, especially if you watch his audition for The X Factor.
Oh, is
and
it?
He's really young, and it's like a bit weird, and yeah.
Shezza though, I keep saying they're married, they're not married. I always say that. They're not married, guys, in case you're taking my words as verbatim.
They've got a little
wouldn't be surprised
baby.
If my strove of fans were taking everything I say as truth. I make up a lot of what I say on the show. So we're saying hit for that one.
Yeah.
Fantastic. We love a bit of Rita Ora. Also, Liam looks like a nice guy. I think he'd be lovely to cuddle.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I think he's very muscular.
Okay.
But I think he'd be a nice cuddle. I think he'd be like, hi, I'm Liam Payne. And he'd just sort of give you like a really...
He'd breathe you in, like skin to skin.
He would.
Yeah, he would.
Oh, you are smashing it today. Damp January and all. Camila Cabello. Now, oh my God, I just pronounced it correctly. Yes. So it's spelled Camila, so I get it, okay. Or Camila, but it's not. It's Camila Cabello. Camila. You know Camila?
Yeah.
She was from Fifth Harmony.
Yeah.
She went solo.
Oh, she did.
And she's just released her album yesterday, and this is from her new album. It's a more slower track, because obviously the Havana, you heard Havana, which was the banger from last year.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a little bit different to that, but I really like it. It's from her new album, which you should check out. It came out yesterday. This is, what's it called? Never Be the Same. Yeah, yeah. All I need is you, babe. And I'm a sucker for the way that you move, babe. And I could try to run, but it will be useless. You're to blame. Just when hitting you, I know I'll never be the same. What are you saying?
Hits.
Yes.
Love that. Her voice is so good.
I really like her.
Yeah, she's cool.
Because you know it's weird when, like, Zayn, formerly known as Zayn Malik, Zayn, left. And it's always awkward when you do that, yeah. I think, especially when there's been some animosity. Did you listen to Fifth Harmony?
I remember one of their songs where they dressed as builders.
Yeah. That's the YMCA. No, it was all a bit awkward when she left. They did this big performance a couple of months. It was all, no one really knows what's happened with it, but they did this performance where they're standing, the four of them, because it's called Fifth Harmony. She obviously left.
Oh, no.
And there's five of them on stage, and it turned out it was like a fake person that they then dragged off stage. So Fifth Harmony got in loads of trouble because they sort of mugged her off, and then she's come back and made this amazing album. So it's all a bit sort of...
That's quite awkward.
Yeah, but incredible for her.
Definitely.
Camila's smashing it. Havana was one of my favourite songs
I didn't
of last
realise
year.
She was from Fifth Harmony.
Yes. They've done some very good marketing on that, I think.
Yeah, that's because in that video, she's really like hot and cool.
Yeah, but remember as well that Fifth Harmony, like Pussycat Dolls, weren't as huge here as they were in the US. So I think there's a few bands like them that are like massive. I mean, they're a lot bigger now, and they've done some huge bangers as well.
Yeah.
But I think they've just, they managed to remove her from the band just at the right time where they could be two separate entities.
Yeah, that's quite interesting.
Imagine being in a band with a number. And being
really awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, so awkward.
Fourth Harmony as well.
Like five, when one of them left five.
I know, that's bad.
And that's literally like, there's nothing you can do about that.
That's worse. There's four.
Yeah, there's no way you can go.
Can't do that.
No. Okay, final one now. Okay. Is this man is releasing a new album. First album since 2013, Justin Timberlake. He's trying to be a bit dirty, sexy money with this one.
Okay.
It's called Filthy. Mm. And I want to know before and after your thoughts on Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Tell me.
I don't love it, if I'm honest.
For me, I actually like the song, but kind of sounds like he's trying to sound like he's Jaden Smith. Or he's like someone, like he sounds like he's trying to sound like a different artist.
My pet hate also is when people sing and they breathe loads. It's like, why are you breathing there?
Stop breathing.
For that breath there. And it's a little bit like, I'm so sexy.
Yeah, but I think, you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to go back to Justified, isn't he?
Yeah, but he is also really fit.
Yeah, he is.
I sound so shallow in this interview, but he is really fit.
It's absolutely not shallow to discuss someone's aesthetics. it is, but it's fine. But it's not really, because, you know, he is good looking. You're telling me that because we're talking about a song called Filthy.
Exactly.
So he's using his good lookingness there.
I bet he isn't filthy, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing also. I'm like, are you filthy?
Yeah, because he put up a picture the other day of him and Jessica Biel, who is a goddess.
She is so cool.
She's
her
fit.
Netflix show.
Oh my God. It's incredible. Sinner.
So good.
She's so cool.
She's
cool.
Yeah, really cool.
She's really cool. So he put up a picture of her and him being like, oh, me and my beautiful wife. And it's like, you're not doing filthy.
You're not being filthy.
Mm-hmm, no. I mean, potentially with her on your own, in your own home, you
but
are.
Even that, I don't, are they getting that filthy?
I don't know. Don't know.
They could be.
You never know.
I hope they are.
But I'm also a huge Justin fan.
Yeah, I love him. His what was his first album?
Justified.
Such a good album.
One of my favourite albums of all time, yeah, I'd go as far as to say.
Cry Me a River is up there in my top 20 songs maybe as well. Ooh, yeah, love that tune.
It's a massive banger. Yeah. That whole album I could listen. It's like, I love rediscovering albums like that where you're like, ooh,
definitely,
yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
So are we saying shit for Justin on that one?
Oh, I feel bad, but yeah.
I'm sure he's not listening, so I wouldn't worry.
Justin, if you are, I'm sorry.
Justin Bay, please still come in. Yeah. No, I think you got... It doesn't mean you hate him or you hate it. It's just not for you.
No, I definitely don't hate him.
It's just not for you.
It's not for me, that one.
Not for
it's
you.
It's a little
Yeah. Yeah, too much. Oh, well, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh,
for
thanks
shit
for
on
having
it.
Me. This has been great.
This has been lovely. Dilea, I'm looking forward to what's coming. I'm excited to hopefully come across you at some of the festivals this year.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to be... Tell us where you're going to be announcing that stuff. Where's the best place for us to find you and follow you?
To be honest, Instagram, yeah. Which is just Instagram/ Dilea Music. DELAIRE. I announce everything on there now.
And so anything we need to know will be on there. You're going to be announcing some gigs and there's a new single coming in February.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting. Now let's play some Dilea, if you wouldn't mind. Yeah. Let me just see if I've got it all queued up. No, of course I haven't. Oh, I have. Look at this. My producers are the best producers on earth. So this is Take It Slow. Do you want to introduce it for us?
This is Take It Slow by me, Dilea.
Woo! Thank you so much for joining
Thanks.
Us.
Hey.
So the light won't shine in, 'cause I'm not ready yet, babe. You said last night when the drugs wore you thin that you wouldn't forget me. 'Cause you're falling on me when I'm falling for you, and I've learned to love the way you move. Stay home all night, don't change a thing, 'cause I'm not ready.
To Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
to get demons up out of me. Turn to a beast, eat your arteries. Deceasing opponents so properly. Unleashing the dark side, what got to me? We come to take this shit over. Foot on the gas, hit a motor. Switching my thoughts on bipolar. I stare in the eyes of a cobra. Say you won't smoke, come get it. Come on. You wanna play dumb, I'm with it. I'm about to take over the city. I came with my committee, gang with it. Came for the bag and the profit. Looking for the wave when we got it. Nigga, you ain't scared nobody. Bop, bop, that's a whole body. Bop. On the dark side, it can get cold, it's a cold case. In my right mind, I can ride, ride till I roll race. Skeleton on my left wrist, in that soul place. On my knees, thanking God that it got me through the pain. Danger, danger, I don't fit in, I'm a stranger. Believer, believer, I can take out all the evil. Empowerment to all my people, I can prove to you I'm a leader. Run through the money, no keys. Forgive me, cause my life illegal.
Searching for the bag and the prize. Hey. On a mission looking for them bad guys. Can't run no player, but my head, I'm real wise. Look at his eyes, why I think he traumatized. Take me as a joke, I'ma hang him on the rope. Cause where I'm from, we don't play like that on the outside. No. Better not free, cause we know you gon' choke. Talk behind my back, but your shots backfire. I know you tried, but you never could survive. I see the fetus in your eyes. Run like forest, they tryna hide. They criticize in the sky. They know I can only tell the truth. They know all you do is tell lies. I'm about to take up the city. Tell me you're with it, cause I know my squad gon' ride.
On the dark side, it can get cold, it's a cold case. In my right mind, I can ride, ride till I grow rain. Skeleton on my left wrist, in that soul place. Thanking God that it got me through the pain. Danger, danger, I don't fit in, I'm a stranger. Believer, believer, I can take out all the evil. Empowerment to all my people, I can prove to you I'm a leader. Run through the money, no visa. Forgive me, cause my life illegal.
Come on,
say you won't
smoke, come get it.
You wanna play dumb, I'm with it. I'm a stranger, believer, believer, I can take out all the evil, empowerment to all my people, I can prove to you I'm a leader, run through the money, no visa, forgive me cause my life a leader.
Migos and Marshmello there. Joining me live right now is Louis III.
Hello.
King Louis III.
That's me.
How are you, babe?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very, very well. We've been excited to have you in because we were just discussing that Michael and Reese played your song Fever Thoughts last year, just at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've known each other for a little while.
Yeah.
And you've been putting together music for a little while, getting everything ready. And this is the...
Finally, it's ready and it's the first single, yeah.
So how do you feel about it? How does it feel to get it all out?
Good. It's like... You spend so long, I've been writing for about almost 2 years now. And so, like, you get to the point where you're like, well, I just want to get my music out. And so good to have it out. Reaction's been going good and getting through all this kind of stuff, which is good.
So, is this your first interview?
It is. It's my radio version.
Yes! I was really hoping, because I'm really good at popping people's radio virginity. So
is that your forte?
It honestly is, but I usually don't find out till afterwards. So you can give me a rating 1 to 5, like an Uber rating.
It's 5 so far.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
In my head then, I was like, wait, why isn't it 10? And then I realised I said 1 to 5.
It can only go down from here.
So I saw it reach some great playlists already.
Yep.
It was on the Discover Weekly on Spotify, which is huge. When you hit one of those playlists, it can really bounce an artist that's up and coming. Mm. Were you chuffed with the response?
Really, yeah, really happy. You don't know what the response is going to be like, but it's been going really well. People have been picking it up. Spotify has been backing it a bit. Radio, radio's been good. I'm really happy. Yeah.
And so, how did you, when you first was sort of like, you obviously writing for 2 years, which can kind of make you shy, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, like, you go a bit crazy because you've got all these songs, and you're like, well, what do I release? When do I release it? How do I release it?
But
you've got to just kind of go for it and put something out finally, and then build from there.
So you feel good rather than nervous?
I feel good
now.
Yeah, I feel wicked, yeah.
And what's the plan? It's obviously New Year, New Me.
Yeah, that's what rubbish.
What's the feeling for this year for you? How are you approaching it? What's the plan?
I guess just same as last year, just putting the hard work, and we've got like a good plan now, so we've like shot the music video and stuff like that. That's coming out next week.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's really
and exciting. I saw you'd been working with Emenike as well.
Yep.
And we've got it George as well from Luna George?
Yeah. Been working with George. Got a song that's going to hopefully come out at some point this year.
He's an amazing producer
as
well,
wicked.
Isn't he?
Yeah, so good. I remember like being like years and years ago, I just listened to Luna George over and over, and I was like, what is this production? It's mad.
But loads of people didn't realise that she wasn't a Luna George.
Yeah, people
she's
thought
a Luna.
Her surname was George or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. But like that was deliberate on his part, I think, because he didn't want to be in the limelight kind of thing, did he?
Yeah,
it was kind of like a kind of backwards world, which I love, because it's like that element of and to
mystery,
work with
like a Jaipal kind of figure.
Oh my god, love Jaipal.
Where is he?
Oh, he's definitely I don't know if you this is completely going on a tangent.
I've seen definitely I follow Jaipal news like
have you
like
seen the AK
business.
I don't know if it's Jaipal,
the Paul Institute.
Yes.
Yeah,
because I signed me and Nat actually producer Nat signed up for it on air like literally 2 years ago or whatever it was, and then suddenly we were having drinks in the pub in December and I was like, what is this? And then she got the same text and I was like,
the two tracks,
oh
the Evil Ruffkin track and it's so good, that track.
I love
they're geniuses
them.
Those brothers.
Well, maybe they're the next collab for you.
That'd be amazing. Just if you put it out there into the universe.
Yeah, shout out AK, Jai,
hit me up.
Let's go. So I wanted to know, this is a good one that I've been asking all my guests today. New Year's resolutions. What ones have you already broken? Have you made any?
So it's funny, you're talking about dry Jan, and I've been calling it damp Jan as well.
This is obviously a thing that I've missed
out on. It is
a thing
now, people having commitment issues.
So I'm doing damp.
I'm
Are
doing,
you
damp
doing damp
as well, yeah.
Okay.
I've only drank once so far.
Okay, you're doing well. It's day 11?
Twice.
Okay, you're doing really badly, babe.
Okay.
That's pretty wet,
what
if I'm
about
honest.
You? Have you managed to
None.
Stick to it? Wow.
Except for I had a
isn't
glass.
Isn't that vodka in that teacup there?
Yes, it's a tea bag infused with gin. No, on New Year's Day, I drank a glass of champagne.
Okay.
And nobody is going to judge
me
for
New Year's
that.
Day is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's New Year's Day after midnight anyway. So,
yeah, it doesn't count. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Give yourself a break, Harriet. Jeez.
Now, you call yourself Louis III.
Yeah.
Who is obviously a prominent French king.
Yeah, prominent?
Well, I don't know. I just Googled it and it said he was a French king. So, what I've done here is I'm going to test the limits of how much of a king you are.
Okay.
He was the king of France, apparently. So, if you really are the king of France...
Oh, no, it's where I regret. I regret my name.
Let's test your French knowledge in a quick fire round of French words. Mm-hmm. And you've just got to say the first thing that comes into your head... Mm. As to what you think it might be in English, really?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So up first, we've got biche.
Biche.
Don't be a biche.
Is it a verb?
I don't know what a verb is, but just guess a word.
Hit.
It's not a verb. It's a thing.
A stool.
Close, but no cigar. It's actually a dough.
Oh, okay.
Which is a baby.
This is hard, though. Come on.
Oh, no, it's deliberately hard. And I absolutely would be flabbergasted if you got any of these right.
Biche, a deer, a female deer.
Biche. You might notice a sort of something in common with all of these in the way they sound. The next one is fock.
Fock, you very, very much. is it a plant?
Think animal based. Something that resides
in the
sea.
Are these all animal based?
No.
That resides in the sea. A starfish?
A little bit more oafy than a starfish.
Oafy?
Like
pufferfish.
Outside of the water. Outside of underwater, but in the water as well.
Sea lion.
Seal!
Is
almost!
Oh, okay, close.
So almost. So almost. Okay. So this one you're going to know.
Mm.
This one I've put in here because I know you'll know it. But again, I'm trying to go on the vibe of words that sound a certain way. Piscine.
Oh, the swimming pool.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, look, you got one out of five.
A la piscine.
Yeah. That's, okay. Mm. So you have been learning your French. You have been
a little bit. School French.
Do you actually know any French words?
Petit peu.
Oh, okay. Are we flirting?
No, I don't know.
Ready, so the next one is on the vibe of flirting. Cock is the next French word. Or it might be pronounced coq.
I know le coq sportif. So is it a cockerel?
It's not.
It's not, okay.
It's not.
Well, I can try.
It's something sea related.
Oh.
But it's not an animal. Think of the first. Think of the
reef.
Word.
No.
Think of the
ocean.
Word I just said. So sea.
Cock.
just say cock again.
Is it the sea?
It's seashells.
Seashells.
She sells seashells on the seashore. That's all I know of that rhyme.
Yeah.
Now, finally, this one is one that you might know as well. And I think the kind of guy you are, you're probably going to know this one. It's bisou.
I know this. Bisou. No, I don't know.
Okay, think that thing that people do when they like each other.
Flirt.
More physically intimate than that.
Blush.
No.
Smile.
Not that far. Go to where you were going and then step back.
Kiss. Like a snog.
Okay, you did a lot better on that than I thought you would.
Oh, thank you.
So I actually think you do deserve to be Louis III.
Thank you.
Hopefully you'll probably... Wasn't he a bit of a meanie?
I don't think so. Apparently, so he died getting onto a horse trying to chase a girl. Yeah, he was trying to chase a girl and he's getting onto a horse and he hit his head on the
stable doors. Romantic way?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Hopefully
so
not.
So romantic.
Hopefully not like in a weird, I'm going to chase you way.
No, not in like a Harvey Weinstein way.
Because obviously we weren't there, so maybe he, anyway.
You never know, yeah. The PR's been spun since then.
So are you like going on that vibe? Are you going to be, obviously not the falling bit, the getting on the horse, you know, are you going to go on the romance vibe with
your
music?
Yeah, a lot of my songs are about love. My next singles are like a kind of sexy love song. And
that's what
I've been writing about, I guess. So, yeah.
So where does all that come from? How do you sort of get the... Do you take directly from your previous relationships or is it...
Yeah. So I basically just, in my notes, I've got like hundreds and hundreds of things. Anytime I ever feel something, I write it down. If I come up with any lyric ideas, then write it down and then go into the studio. I just vent, basically.
Is your book filled with like weird sentences that if someone read it, they'd be like, what
the hell has happened to you? Yeah.
But that's
just
kind
of like phrases like broken glass or things like that.
No, but that's how you do it though, because I always imagine when people go into the studio and they make songs and you're sort of sat there and you're like, okay guys, so eggs.
Yeah.
Let's start with eggs. is that what it's like in the studio?
It is. It completely depends on who you're working with and how they work. Sometimes it would just be, if I'm working with a producer and he just puts down some chords and then the melody comes. Sometimes I'll know exactly what the song's about and I'll like tell who I'm writing with, well, this is what I need to write about, and then we'll just try and work it out. It just completely depends. I think most of the time I just try and improv it and just see what flows from the kind of vibes and stuff like that, and then you know when there's like a moment, because you just, something happens and it's a spark. And
who's been your favourite person so far?
Oh.
That you've just, not necessarily favourite, but maybe the person you feel like as soon as you got in the studio it was just like...
Just clicked with. There's these guys called Sky Adams and Danny Shah, and they're just like, they're my bros basically. We click so well. The first time we got in together, we wrote my next single in about like half an hour or something like that, less than that. And every time we've been in, it's just clicked and I can tell them anything. And... Yeah, and they've been doing sick as well. They've been writing with like Kylie, and they've got Zach Abel. They've been doing all of his albums and stuff like that.
Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we were just going to talk about that a little bit later. So Kylie Minogue is releasing new music.
I think so. Yeah, apparently she's.
Yeah, she's announced it.
Oh, she is. Okay.
Yeah. So sick. Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll do a collaboration with Kylie Minogue? Because that would be probably the best thing.
I mean, anything could happen. Harry, so.
Who
it's
would
not
be
in the cars at the moment?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be your first port of call.
Well, AK Paul and Jaipur first, and then
of course.
Then Kylie.
Other than those three, who else would you be looking to work with? Who's been sort of like turning your head in 2018? Oh yeah,
Diplo, yeah, definitely.
Diplo.
I'm just Major Lazer. It's just, I take such an influence from them.
Really,
everything about their sound, their aesthetic, their live shows. Diplo's on my hit list for.
He's pretty sick, isn't he, Diplo?
He's so cool. I just want to be him.
Yeah,
do you follow him on Instagram?
Yeah, he's quite low key, like party boy, isn't he?
He's not even low key party boy.
But you know what I mean? Like he kind of isn't like celeby.
Yeah.
He's just does really celeby stuff
with him and stuff like that.
Exactly. Which I think is kind of why people relate to him a lot, because it's like if you can go to the pub with yeah. someone. It's like a pretty...
And his Instagram stories are fire. They're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instagram is, I found, my best way of finding new music as well at the moment.
Really? How?
I just, weirdly, because I'm constantly searching.
Yeah. What do you search?
Well, I use Pigeons and Planes, and I use a lot of the Mixmag and things like that.
Yeah.
But when you get to the point where that's too much, I also use Apple Music is good.
Yeah.
Because the suggested, to be honest, Zane Lowe, I hit Zane Lowe's little list up a lot. Because it does, he proper goes from people with no following to people with a million followers.
Yeah.
But
Annie Mack is a good one as well.
Of course.
Annie Mack, I worship the author of Annie Mack. Her taste is like the same as mine, basically. Every time she's ever playing somewhere, I'm like, I need to get to the front.
Oh, yeah. Also, she seems like she would be the best person to party with in the world.
Agreed.
But Instagram at the moment, I keep the, like, it's, I don't know if it's sponsored stuff, but I just, because I follow so much music, I think I get a lot of sponsored music. All my sponsored posts are music.
Mm-hmm.
So I've come across loads of like new female artists that are coming out this year and loads of exciting musicians. It's just a cool medium, I think, to give a 30-second snapshot. Yeah. Also, Vivo, who I follow.
Vivo are really sick at supporting like new.
And they post like little snaps, like songs I've not even realised have come out. They'll post a snap of it, and I'm like, oh,
I need this song.
Yeah. It's so good. So in the next sort of year, would you think about doing a collab?
Definitely. There's been a kind of few on the cards, and I did a track with Rudimental. I don't know if that will come out, and maybe there'll be something else in the future with them. But they're releasing a new album this year. Definitely I'd be up for collabs.
And, what was it like working with Rudimental?
Great. The song was so good, and I went in and recorded it, and it was great. And they're just so talented, the four of them, and they're like just really safe guys, basically. So
because they we actually know Beanie a little bit, who we have interviewed. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
But in general, they their thing is promoting and bringing up new artists. I mean, looking at Anne Marie,
their
like,
track record's mad, isn't it? Yeah. I remember I saw them at Glastonbury like 4 years ago. And I remember seeing Anne Marie on the stage and just being like, she is like a star. I just couldn't take my eyes off her.
Anne Marie is one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life.
Her laugh is great, isn't it?
She's just so funny. Yeah. We did a little chat with her at Lovebox and she made me nearly wee with laughter. What about festivals? Are you hoping to get on some festivals this year?
Yes, definitely. I'm a festival person.
Well, what's your favourite?
That's where I'm happiest. Oh, okay. Glastonbury is my second home.
Yes.
Best of all, I really like Secret Garden Party. Like, that's over now, isn't it?
I've never been
to Secret Garden Party. No. It's good.
It always fell on a weekend. I do a really small festival, DJ at it, and I always fell on the same weekend, so I never could go.
And then Lovebox, been to a few times. Wildlife was sick. When was that last year? They're taking a year off, I think.
Oh, same as Glastonbury.
Yeah. What's happened this summer? All the festivals are just...
I think there's going to be a few more smaller festivals coming to head this summer, taking over the Glastonbury vibe.
Hit me up if you know.
I do. I will. I'll give you a list after the show.
Good.
Should we have a little listen to Fever Thoughts?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in and having a chat.
Thank you for having me.
Really excited to see what's coming for this year. Also, want to hear that Rudimental track, so get it out. Force them. But also, anything else, please send it through, because we want to hear it all.
Yeah,
we're excited.
We'll do.
Everybody, this track is huge. I heard it actually for the first time on FUBAR on Michael and Reese's show. As soon as I heard it, I was like, I've known you for a little while. I was like, bam, I'm gonna hit that guy up. This is so sick. Louis III smashing it already with his first release. Do you want to introduce this one for us?
Yeah, so this is I'm Louis III, and this is Fever Thoughts.
Fever thoughts. Can't sleep. I got these fever thoughts. Can't sleep. My mind is climbing up the walls, telling me I'm stupid cause he knows he's in control. Laughing at me crazy cause he knows I can't get hold. Run around in circles, I'm just staring into space. And now I'm wide awake. They say you gotta get high before you come down. I don't need to come down. Just need to find a fucking way to get these thoughts out. Deep inside this daydream, noise can't seem to stop it. My need for sleep is costing me my sanity, and now it's getting light. damn right, this is a feeling that I recognize. Can't sleep, I feel emotional as I don't know what time it is, but damn it, I'm still up. Body don't feel comfortable, trying to readjust. Catching that delirium, I'm restless. Where are you now? These thoughts are taking me down this rabbit hole. Red and white stripes are painting over these eyes. I'm fading slow. They say you gotta get high before you come down. I don't need to come down. Just need to find a fucking way to get these thoughts out. Deep inside this daydream, noise can't seem to stop it. My need for sleep is costing me my sanity, and now it's getting light. Can't sleep. I got these fever thoughts. Can't sleep, I got these fever thoughts.
It's Reggie Snow and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is FUBAR Radio. What's good?
I need a Spice Girl. Ziggy Ziggy, I fuck up my whole world. Pause when she talk, nothing like old girl. Scary and sporty. Tell her what I want, what I really, really want is a Spice Girl. Ziggy Ziggy, I fuck up my whole world. Posh when she talk nothing like old girl. Scary and sporty. Tell her what I want. What I really, really want is a Spice Girl. Freaking little mama. Says she on a diet, so she only eat bananas. Always in your prime. Other women don't align. And when I'm off work, then you know it's bedtime. So let's go. Let's hit that I-5. Get away from BS. Don't waste no downtime. I don't ever like a bougie. That's the type that won't assume me. And when we get together, hit it like Viva forever. I wanna know, is this real or fake? Do I have a chance or am I paving ways? I'm trying to find a reason not to say your name. Like you, there's no look alike. I need a Spice Girl. Ziggy Ziggy, I fuck up my whole world. Posh when she talk nothing like old girl. Scary and sporty. Tell her what I want. What I really, really want is a Spice Girl. Ziggy Ziggy, I fuck up my whole world. Posh when she talk nothing like old girl. Scary and sporty. Tell her what I want. What I really, really want is a British girl. Got a show in London. Won't you come around? Put you on the list, it's nothing. You say you gotta work, cause you're studying for masters. Yeah, these women fine, but only on the camera. They deceiving, super thieving. They finish come and go, like when they weaving. I never listen to the scheming type, yeah. I want this sporty, scary ginger spice. I wanna know, is this real or fake? Do I have a chance or am I paving ways? I'm trying to find a reason not to say your name. Like you, there's no look alike. I need a Spice Girl. Ziggy Ziggy, I fuck up my whole world. Posh when she talk nothing like old girl. Scary and sporty. Tell her what I want. What I really, really want is a Spice Girl. Ziggy Ziggy, I fuck up my whole world. Posh when she talk nothing like old girl. Scary and sporty. Tell her what I want. What I really, really want is a my girl's a Spice Girl. Her world's in my world. And most of all, she's fine to me. And aligned with the infatuation I feel. I need a
Oi! Oi! Honey, you're doing it all wrong. Can I tell you what I want? What I really, really want? I want you to stop acting like a do that again. I want you to stop acting like a I want you to stop acting like a I'll say friggin'. I want you to stop acting like a god mother all. Boom!
All up in my face with the Uchi Wally Wally. Sounding like girls at a party on the Molly. I ain't tryna link or bill. Bubble space, still nigga chill. Oh, you got a chain? Sick. Oh, you got some fame? Sick. Got a new Rolex, so you know we had to flex, cause the hoes gon' check. 500K in my stash. Why you flex the only couple hundreds that you have? Screw need security for your insecurity. Calling niggas broke, you should choke on your own words. Name dropping, pick cropping, dick hopping, bill dodging. Boy, you know who you are. Man, why you wanna try so hard? Be yourself, and play.
I mean. Oh, I like that at the end. Shut the fuck up. That was a mean spot with Spice Girl featuring the one and only Mel B. I met her once. She was scary Spice to the max, but the coolest person I've ever seen. Also, very gorgeous looking in real life. Not that you didn't already know that from her on camera. So the saddest story ever to grace the stands has hit the stands. And I want to talk a little bit about it. Paul of S Club 7 fame is selling his Brit Award on eBay. And who was it that sold their Brit Award? Someone sold their, was it someone from N-Dubs sold their Brit Award a year ago for £1 million or something ridiculous? There was another, basically, so, oh yeah, here we go. Abs. Oh no, it was Abs. Abs from Five. I thought it was, oh no, completely wrong. But anyway, Abs from Five sold his Brit Award for for £1 million in 2015. That is mad. Little bit sad to say that Paul of S Club 7 fame is selling his for a starting bid of £1,000, and now it's at £2,450 after 30 bids. You do get a meet and greet depending on location with this Brit Award. It's also got a few scrapes because he didn't look after it. Just feels like a bit of a sad one. I get it, because like if you're over it and you're just like want to get rid of this thing, and someone probably would buy it. I just feel like £2,500 is not enough. You know, you should be asking for at least. I mean, if Ab's got £1 million in 2015, surely the economy hasn't gone down that much that the Brit Award is now only worth £2,450. You can meet and greet and take photos if. I'm not sure if that means you have to go and pick it up from his house. So maybe you get to see his house as well, which I would be quite interested in doing. But listen, Paul, I think you need to set your sights a bit higher, babe, because £2,450, that is not enough for a Brit Award. I would pay a lot more than that to pretend that I had won a Brit Award. The only thing is about it is that you'd have to take off their name plaque, wouldn't you, and get your own, which would be a bit awkward. You'd have to sort of pry it. Unless you wanted it with his name on it. I don't really know. I wonder what the others of S Club 7... I was about to say the other five. Isn't there seven of them? Yeah. I think there is, yeah. So the other six, I wonder what their vibe is on selling. Maybe all of them will sell them and then they'll all be only worth about £500. You can actually go and have a look at the eBay listing because it's still going. 2,450, 30 bids. Everyone's been sending him nice messages. I want to send you a nice message, Paul, but I think you're selling it too cheap. This is the Brit Awards. What would you do if you won a Brit Award? Tweet us at Fubar Radio, because obviously the Brits are coming up very, very soon. We had a little quick chat about it earlier in the show. I don't know if you can remember, but last year was a big win. Obviously, British male solo artists went to the one and only David Bowie, which was incredible. We also had wins for the 1975 Rag and Bone Man, Adele, Little Mix. One Direction won an award. But they've been split up for some time, so I think that's quite an achievement to win an award. They got Best Video for History, which was their final song before they split up. Beyonce won International Solo. I feel like the game has been kicked up this year for the Brits. Things are going to get pretty epic, I think, this year. I think there's going to be some huge performances. Stay tuned for this Saturday when the nomination ceremony happens, because you've got obviously Jay Huss and Paloma Faith are going to be performing. It's going to be a pretty big year in terms of artists going and everyone going to be there. Plus, like, Stormzy's performing, and anywhere Stormzy's performing is just going to be the best party of the year anyway. He's still smashing it. He's been over to Australia the last few months. He didn't seem to stop. I think he had Christmas off, and then off he went on his Other Side of the World tour. I don't know what they call it, Other Side of the World, because it's not North American. It's just, like, the other bit. the other side. Maybe Will Smith will go to the Brit Awards and vlog. Maybe he'll be vlogging on the red carpet. Wouldn't that be incredible? Will Smith vlogging on the red carpet. Please make that happen, Brit Awards, please. Now, I want to play an artist that I am so excited about. Think they're going to be huge this year. She's only little, and she's popped up out of nowhere. She released her EP, which is insane. This is a track on it called Copycat. Her name's Billie Eilish. If you haven't checked her out, go ahead and find her. She's on Instagram and everything, and she's just smashing it. Everyone is talking about her. Every single person I've spoken to thinks she's going to be the next big thing this year. And to be honest, I very much agree. I think she's 16 or 17. It's crazy how talented these girls are. There's a few other people I'm really excited about that I'll chat to you about a little bit later on the show, but let's have a listen to Copycat. This is my favourite track off her brand new EP. If you haven't heard her EP yet, go and check it out after the show, obviously. But this is Billie Eilish, Copycat.
Don't be cautious. Don't be kind. You committed. I'm your crime. Push my button anytime. You got your finger on the trigger, but your trigger finger's mine. Silver dollar, golden flame. Dirty water, poison rain. Perfect murder, take your aim. I don't belong to anyone, but everybody knows my name. By the way, you've been uninvited. Cause all you say are all the same things I did. Copycat trying to cut my manner. Watch your back when you can't watch mine. Copycat trying to cut my glamour. Why so sad when you can't have mine. Calloused, call me cold. You're italic, I'm in bold. Call me cocky, watch your tone. You better love me, cause you're just a clown. By the way, you've been uninvited.
This is Sigala, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
We are back. Kev Rogers is on the line, rapper, producer from all the way in the USA. How you doing, mate?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very, very well. I'm so excited to chat to you. You've had a humongous year last year. You dropped Cool Bag, which I love. I saw some of the visuals from that as well. You've had loads of live shows. And of course, you've got a huge co-production with Jaden Smith on Icon. I've got to say, that's my favourite track of his whole album. It's my personal favourite. Sia is the album. What was it like to work with Jaden?
It was a dope experience. The producer I got a chance to collab with, Mel Lewis, you know, shout him out right now.
he was already into the situation. He had hit me up last year, I think October, about saying, yo, you know, Jaden's wrapping up on his album, and we need some rap, we need some beats. So that was actually the first beat I had sent and what I did to it. And I felt like the first time I sent it, he had hit me back like, yeah, this might be the one. So I got the message back. I actually didn't find out that I got it until July. And I had to keep it a secret until literally the day before the album. But it was definitely a fun experience to be able to work with the producers that got me into the situation. So, yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite albums right now, too.
Yeah, it's sick. I was really, really impressed because, obviously, it's his first album. He's very, very young and new to the scene. So I was interested to find out how it was. But honestly, dude, like, the beat is sick. The whole level of that song. It's my favorite song, hands down, from that album.
Thank you so much. No, I appreciate that.
And of course, I've been watching your Twitter, and I saw that you recently retweeted a little video that was talking about producers in the hip hop community and how a lot of people are sort of getting misrepresented and not getting the money that they're owed and things like that. And that's actually a common problem. Is that something you've been experiencing as a producer across your career?
No, I've actually been able to work with very good people, so I've always been taken care of in the situation, but I work with fellow producers, so I've been in positions where they vented to me about, situations where they weren't completely comfortable. Everybody has a voice in the music business, and we want all of us to, make sure that we all equal when we make a really great record. So, it was just about bringing attention to what my culture is on the producing side of things. So
I think it's really important because it does seem to be a thing that gets, because I think in the UK as well, not so much on the money side, but in terms of artists do talk, a lot of the grime artists that I've seen in the UK tweet about how you should just make sure you do rep your producer and say, this isn't just my song, I made this with someone and it's sick, and you rep them. Because that's how a lot of the producers here are sort of getting bigger,
Right, exactly.
So obviously you've got a focus now on your own work. Cool Bag is a sick tune. Has it been difficult to sort of separate the two in terms of having worked on production and doing big tracks with people like Jaden and then working on your own stuff? Has it been difficult to kind of like separate them and be able to focus on your own stuff?
You know what? Shockingly, it's kind of become more of like natural to me at this point. So I guess I got past the whole, because I've been starting producing since I was about 14, 15. I've always kind of rapping me my own music, but everything kind of fine-tuned itself when I got to be like 21. So by the time it was, time to really be able to do it full circle with the duality of both sides, I felt like I was ready, and my team around me made me comfortable to, they never put pressure on me to go like, oh, you got to be a producer today, you got to be an artist today. I just truly make music. I really try to do it the best way possible and just add my, add what I could do to the game. So it's not as hard as it seems, as it may look, because it feels like, I got to, promote me to being a producer, promote me being an artist. But honestly, for me, it's fun. I like the challenge. It's like kind of like battling my own self, see which one could do better. You know what I mean?
It's an exciting start to the year for you, 2018. I saw you did a little live gig that people are really gassed about. Loads of people tweeting it and chatting about it. Are you set to do lots more live performances this year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We got a lot of big stuff coming this year, trying to get to some festivals that we're in the works with, talking with right now. And definitely, obviously, we possibly might be trying to come out there as well, too.
Yeah.
Of course. PR Sophie, shout out to Sophie right now for putting this together. So she's definitely making sure we're going to try to get something. So, for sure. You'll see me out there for sure.
Yes. And so what's the rest of the plan for the year? Are you going to be dropping any tracks anytime soon?
Yes. I'm actually look out for another single late February, early March, and look for a Cool Bag video next month. The official video dropping next month. So that was actually just a sneak preview. So, yeah, it's crazy how we did it. There's going to be a storyline in it. It's just not going to be like you're just going to see the video and that's it. It's going to be real cool. It's going to be real fun. But yeah, look for a video next month and look for my second single potentially maybe dropping a project this year. We'll be figuring out the dates right now to see what works.
Amazing. And do you think that you'd be up for coming over and working with some UK artists? Is there anyone that's caught your eye?
Absolutely. You know what? I think honestly right now I'm getting used to like the music, and it's starting to like, now I'm starting to get a chance to work with different, there's a local producer. I'm going to tweet him soon as I get off this, so I can make sure I don't say his name wrong. But there's a local producer right now that I'm actually getting production sent from, and then we got some collabs that we're trying to work on right now. So yeah, I'm definitely all for expanding. I'm appreciating the music. I'm listening to, like, gigs, all that type of stuff, to like really get a chance to, like, because it's getting popular in America now, as far as more than just the Adeles and those types. It's all types of genres of music from the UK that's transcending in America right now, which is like great to like see how culture of the impact really is. So, you know, I'm definitely searching and looking, but we're going to find a match for sure.
Yeah, grime is sort of hitting the US right now. I'm glad that you're a big fan of gigs. We love gigs over here.
Yes, definitely. Dope.
That would be a sick collab, you and gigs, I think.
Yeah, I definitely think it would be too. I hope, hopefully we get a chance to see what happens, you know. I think opportunities kind of changed from last year to this year because of certain things. So hopefully it's more realistic in this situation now.
Yeah, definitely. Also, I want to know if you can tell us what the name of your song that's coming out February. Are you allowed to give us any more information other than that it's dropping?
Yes. I'm going to announce that. It's crazy. It's the first time I'm announcing what this song is going to be called.
Yes.
It's going to be called Own, and it's produced by Benny X, which is another producer from out here, from around in the area, the Philadelphia area. He's worked with big producers like Charlie Heat, which is somebody who's been out here, and T-Dot. So he's producing on this record for me, and I'm excited to release this on March. I'm actually, I was a little bit upset about how long we got to wait to do it, but hey, we want to make it the best thing, the best content, the best situation. So yes, Own, produced by Benny X, will be dropping first week of March.
Ooh, exclusive Foo Bar Radio, Kev Rogers there. That's so exciting. Yes. Wiki, well, thank you so much for dropping by. It's been lovely to get to know you. Hopefully when you come to the UK, you can pop by and have a chat with us in person.
Yes, I definitely got to do it, because a small town kid from Collinsville, New Jersey, on the south side of Jersey, definitely got to get a chance to come out to the UK. So, well, you know, we're going to make that happen, and definitely can't wait to see you guys.
Yay. Okay, thanks so much. We'll speak to you soon, Kev. Thank you. That was wicked.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
See you later, dude. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. I used to rock the tape with the babes. Now I rock my name because I'm great. If it's great, then I face. Yeah, might smoke another long day. I'm always on the road, I miss the signs. Fuck that shit, let me call my rise. If she hit me, then we gon' fucking fight. And honestly, I can use a pussy tonight. Yeah. Who you talking to, girl?
Who you talking to?
Don't you know I'm the fucking man? Yeah. Who you talking to, nigga? Talking to? Don't you know I'm the fucking man? With the coke, yeah, shorty meet me upstairs on the low, cause I'm way too jealous, and less is both, yeah, I'm a pro, with
no joke,
when we fuck, man, it's daddy strokes, stomach poked, and I wanna smoke, she wanna do the coke, Keisha coke with the blow, get the fuck, man, I don't even do that, cause that just really ain't me, I be in my cool bag, if you ain't, you ain't me. And you know, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, you know.
Yeah, we on. I said I'm smooth like John Travolta. Sit back and she poppin' Coca-Cola.
Cause I be in my cool bag, yeah. Chillin' with my gang in my cool bag, yeah. I be in my cool bag, yeah. I said I be in my cool bag.
I don't need no drama, keep your distance. I just need your time and all your loving and persistence. I don't need no drama, keep your distance. I just need your loving, all your time and persistence.
I don't need no drama, keep your distance. I just need your time and your loving and persistence. Yeah, yeah. I don't need no drama, keep your distance. I don't need no drama, keep your distance.
I went from broke to being dope. Yeah, I mixed the lick. Yeah, shorty meet me upstairs on the low. Cause I'm way too jealous, and less is both. And you know, yeah. Yeah, we on, yeah, we on, yeah.
Yeah. I said I'm smooth like John Travolta. Sit back and she pop it Coca-Cola.
Cause I be in my cool bag, yeah. Chillin' with my gang in my cool bag, yeah. I be in my cool bag, yeah. I said I be in my cool bag.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I was so full of pain, just stuck in my head. There was no one that could get me out of it. Yes, I think the drinking was a bit excessive. Just to be frank, the drinking ain't what caused me to be aggressive. My heart has been taking over every day. I get colder too. I realize I need to let go expression from the get-go too.
Mark there, Lose My Cool. She is going to be massive, that girl. She's from New York and she's been tipped by Zane Lowe. Zane Lowe picked her up on our last track. She just seems to have that element of realism that is coming out in a lot of artists now. You kind of really believe what she's saying when she sings. I just find that I'm really connected with her music and love what she's doing. She's from New York. If you want to check her out, it's Amber Mark. So go and find her and have a listen. She's got her debut EP, which is completely stunning. She suffered some quite bad grief, and she put it all into this EP, and it just feels, you all the feels, put it that way, all the feels, plus everyone's buzzing about her. So go and check her out. Very excited for her year this year. Huge thank you to all of our guests today. Kev Rogers, what a babe. And thank you to Zidalaire and Louis III. We've had such a fun first show back. But loads more to come, guys. We're going to have a little bit of a chat about some exciting things that have come up. First of all, this really made me laugh a second ago. I was, me and the girls were just chatting about some bits, and they were popping some interesting facts that have been coming up in the music industry lately. And I read this and I just thought, completely not what it was meant to be. Queen to be honoured with Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys. And I was like, why is the Queen getting a Lifetime Achievement Award? Obviously the band Queen, not the Queen, just to make that clear. Queen, the band, is going to be honoured with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys in 2018. A special concert and ceremony will be held to honour them and other recipients of the award later this summer, which is quite cute. Love a bit of Queen. Who was it that said, Nat just told me that someone didn't know who Freddie Mercury was. Genuine. Genuine, who's currently in Big Brother, didn't know who Freddie Mercury was. Apparently, that's according to the tabloids. I haven't been watching Big Brother, but that's not okay. But we don't mind because we love Genuine. Get him in. I haven't been watching Big Brother. Tweet us. What's going on? I don't understand anything that's happening. So please text me. Just text me, babe. Tweet me at FUBAR Radio and tell us what's going on. And do we like Genuine? Is he coming across well? I haven't heard anything other than the fact that he doesn't know who Freddie Mercury is. On the note of Eminem's new album, now he, as I was mentioning earlier, it's very different from what he's done before. He's grown up a little bit in terms of his, he's a little bit more chill, I would say, in this album. Obviously, a lot of people were always going to turn round and say he sold out because there's Pink on the album, Ed Sheeran's on the album. I'm into it personally. I think it's a new direction for him, but he has been hitting back at people who say he's lost it. He's responded to criticism of the new album, and he suggests that he has lost it in a remix of his track Chloroseptic, which is a really hard word to pronounce when you look at it. But I did it, so it's fine. It originally appeared on Revival, but now a remix has been released featuring 2 Chainz and a new verse from Eminem. In his new remix, he raps, "Oh God, not as raw as I was, walk on water sucked, bitch suck my..." And you can imagine what comes next. So I think basically everyone, when he released Walk on Water with Beyonce, it was very kind of down-to-earth, connecting, emotional song, that one. And of course, Beyonce was incredible on it. Rumoured that Adele was meant to sing that bit, but I think Beyonce is an incredibly fine replacement. I mean, both fabulous girls. But yeah, apparently he's a little bit peeved that people have been taking his album and ripping it to shreds. But I mean, everyone is always going to have something to say, and I think good on you for bringing... I also really liked his Donald Trump rap that he did. If you haven't seen that, go and look at it. But he's in a mode at the moment where he wants to make a certain kind of music, and it's difficult when you're an artist like him who has such an opinion and always has done, not to sort of say, well, hold on, guys, this is what I want to do, so why can't you just... F off or whatever. So go and check out his remix of Chloroseptic. I want to hear the 2 Chainz. I haven't heard it yet. So I want to hear the 2 Chainz bit on that as well. It sounds sick. Another little bit of music news for you. Elton John. Do you know him? I wonder if Genuine knows him. Elton John, pretty big musician. He is a big fan of Camila Cabello, as am I. We talked about her a little bit earlier. New album just came out yesterday. He gave high praise to the singer on Matt Wilkinson's new Beats One radio show. He thinks that she's going to have an amazing year. And what did he say? He said she's had a huge hit with Havana. Also, can you imagine Elton John sitting at home listening to Havana? Because that, as an image in my head, is 100% the best thing I could think about. Just him... having a little, him and David Furnish just like slow dancing to Havana. Havana, ooh, na, na. Elton John and David Furnish. Just for me, that is really, really top stuff. He thinks she's got a great voice and a great attitude. And of course, we know Elton John knows what he's talking about because Jake Isaac has been blessed by the man himself, our resident man of the hour who comes in and helps me out every now and again. And I no doubt can tell you that he will be sure to be back in this year. We love him very much. But if he's anything to go by, then Camila Cabello must be good. Elton must be knowing how to pick these guys. Oh, Kev's tweeted us. Thank you, Fubar. You guys were great. Thanks, Pep. And Louis the Third. Everyone's giving us feedback. This is great. Louis said that was fun. Thanks for having me. We love you guys. Thank you so much for dropping by. Cardi B. I can't get through a show without mentioning her about 8 times. So here's the 9th for you. She jumped on a remix with Bruno Mars. Now, that's an interesting one. We chatted about it a bit earlier. This is the Finesse remix. I wanted to have a little play of it and see what you guys think. Obviously, you probably heard it, but they've done a little visual to it. So if you haven't seen it, go and check it out. This is Finesse remix.
Drop top Porsche, rollie on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B, straight stunning, can't tell me nothing. Bossed up and I changed the game. It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat ass got all them boys cooked. We're from dollar bills and I be popping rubber bands. Bruno sang to me while I do my money dance. Like, hey. Flexing on the gram like, hey. Hit the Lil Jon, okay. Oh yeah, we dripping the finesse and getting paid.
Ow. There's a reason why they watch all night long.
Cardi B. Oh my gosh, I like that song. I like it a lot. Bruno Mars brings the bangers, doesn't he? And then Cardi B comes along and just spices them up a little bit. So we are going to finish the show today with Georgia Smith's brand new one. This is it's called Let Me Down featuring Stormzy. It's literally just dropped in the last half an hour. I believe it was premiered on Beats. It's a banger, but we'll be playing that in a couple of minutes. Obviously, up next, we've got the gorgeous Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang coming on your airwaves from 6 p.m. So stay tuned. It's been such a fun show, guys. I'm really, really excited for the next year. We've got so many exciting things planned for you. You wouldn't actually believe some of the stuff we've got in the pipeline. Some exciting guests, some incredible people. Next week's going to be awesome. Keep your eyes out for International Women's Day, because we're going to be doing a really, really special show, because you know how much we love women on this show. It's going to be obviously there's going to be a lot of music as well, because we love music also, but it's going to be a really special show and I'm really, really excited about it. Before we go, I just wanted to hit everyone up and let them know, don't forget to check out all the info on the Brits this weekend. It's going to be a massive weekend for the nominations party. I'm going to be chatting probably quite a lot about it next week to find out what's been going on, because you know how it is. And also, I'm going to be releasing a very special Blue Monday video coming out Monday, supposedly the saddest day of the year, which is obviously slightly depressing. If you've never heard of it, according to the government, they did some kind of, I don't know, tests to find out which is the saddest day of the year, and apparently it's this Monday, because everyone knows Mondays are rubbish, and there's 5 Mondays in this month, so let's make them good Mondays. If you want to make it a good Monday, go to the Fubar Radio Facebook page and you can check out the video that we're putting out. It's good. It's just celebrating some reasons why blue is a very, very, very good thing. Blue things are great, especially in terms of music. Also, we're really excited that our Post Malone interview has got, I think, over 45,000 views now. So if you haven't checked it out, please do. We're going to be doing a few more of those massive banger interviews this year. I'm really so excited to bring it all to you. So, Georgia Smith, up-and-coming artist, won Brit Critics' Choice, Brit Award favourite. She's going to be performing on Saturday. This is her new song with Stormzy, the man of the hour. It's called Let Me Down. This is literally going to be the first time I've heard it as well. We managed to get it in the studio for you very, very last minute. Don't forget to stay tuned. Stephen Lang and Lizzie Cundy up next for some absolute... Oh, Stephen Lang's giving me a right old dance and thumbs up in there. Happy New Year, Stephen Lang. He's given me the thumbs up, so which means hopefully he had a good one. Okay, this is Let Me Down featuring Stormzy, Georgia Smith. Thank you, guys. Love you. Bye.
Sometimes I wouldn't mind if I was less important. Would you think about them all the time? Wonder if you'll even notice in the morning. So where'd you go when you can't get to me and you just can't control? Sometimes I wouldn't mind if I was less important, but I've got you to let me down. I've got you.
Ponder on that. Said I'll be back in a sec, I need to reflect. But you swear it's been longer than that. Time is gold and time is thin, but time is rare, so we squander on that. I feel your pain when I hear your voice, so fix your tone and it's stronger than that. And you're like the strongest girl I know, probably the strongest man, it's my mum. Don't go wasting your loving on me. When I see tears on, I'm likely to run. So girl, don't love me, I mean it. When I say I love you, I mean it. And it's my car, choose to be distant. But it's fuck, I know what a queen is. So why do I...
You to let me down.
Why do you let me down? Why do you let me down?
I've got you to let me down.
Sometimes your world spins round, but you never had a king till now.
Only you can understand why.
Why do you understand why these things never come to play?
I've got you to let me down.
And I'm never gonna let you down. I'm never gonna let you down.
you got me, I got
but
you.
I've got